Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful evening of healing. And it's our special night tonight, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there in a few minutes here. So we're a little bit early, so we'll just maybe do some energy balancing for people. So let's do a trauma release. So you must think of a trauma that you may have experienced here during the last week, and we'll release that from you. So here we go. I'll count to five to release that energy. And you're going to actually feel your body maybe getting lighter, less tension on it. So here we go. Releasing a trauma. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And if you want to go to another one that's maybe a little more distant from you, remember, all these energies are with you, whether you think of them or not. So if you do bring something up, you know that you still have it. If it's been released from you, you will not even see it. Okay. So just kind of look at what you want to deal with now. Maybe it was something that happened maybe a week ago or more. Maybe it could have happened when you were, 15, 20 years of age. So here we go. Again, releasing that trauma from you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll do another one here. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's do something that kind of relates to your physical body, maybe a pain release. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And again, think of another pain. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Another pain release. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Here we go, everybody. So it's straight up on the hour right now. This is the Creation Lightship Saturday Night Live on the Lightship program. This is where we do healings on the Lightship. We go there for about 10 minutes. And you're transported out of time. Remember, you live in a time-based reality. You live on a timeline. And you get abducted by the aliens onto many other, maybe hundreds and not thousands of timelines. So you want to be here, and we take you up to the Lightship. When you're here on this particular timeline, you go there, and you have healing work done with you. If you're not in your body, then you will not be able to leave here. So you definitely want to do that process here, and you want to get in your body, so we're going to do a Be Here Now clearing. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. Let's, just see where you are, see if you're here now, Be Here Now clearing. I'll count to five to do that again. One, two, three, four, and five. Great. Let's go to the Lightship, everybody. So if you're listening to an archive, you're going to feel the peace energy. You cannot go to the Lightship. Your mind could tell you that you're there, but you're not going to be there. So don't try to push the envelope, because the darkness may want to think that they like to get a hold of you, and you don't want to do that. So just listen and you can see what people are experiencing all the time here. So, and if we could have maybe somebody type in the telephone number to listen in on the telephone, that would be wonderful too on the fast chat. Sometimes you may have a line dead, so we need to know what it is here. So here we go, everybody. We're going up, and I'll count to five. Your animals, pets, and flower, tree, garden, plants are now going to be coming with you. And even if you have a goldfish or two, they can come up also. So here we go, going up. One, two, three, four, and five. So what you want to do now is just kind of notice that you're going to be feeling a little different. Things around you are not attached to you. And we're going to be going into different rooms where the light beings will be with you to help you do healing work. And the healing is done unto you, we'll say, as you believe, as your genetics and your body will accept the healing. This is what prevents you from healing, is what your body genetics has in store for you. So on the light ship, though, you are healed completely. But down here, these invisible energetic bodies that may hold the negativity, judgments, etc., can take away your healing or make it so it's less. But on the light ship, you are healed. So here we go, everybody. This is why you want to have healing and clearing. So we're going into the first room now, and they're showing me the room which has pure gold energy, and it's like a golden mist, so you may feel gold around you. Might even be able to taste gold. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And thank you guys for typing in the phone number there. One, and we'll state that in a few minutes here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. So you must request a healing. If you have to get into judgment and request something that you feel is not proper with you, because the light doesn't know that. They don't judge you. You have to judge yourself. So here we go. We're going into the rainbow waterfall room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And I'll give you the phone number just in case you don't have fast chat here. You're still in the room doing healing. So the phone number for VBS, in case you happen to get off your computer or something, is 760-569-7676. Then after you do that, you need to be prompted by a PIN number, which is 192919. 192919. And here we go, everybody. Going to another room. We're going to one of the water rooms. And this one here looks like it has a swans in it. And the swans are very precious. And you're going to see them, feel them. And here they come. So definitely request your healing. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And request for the white light room. Here we go. This is white light. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and flower room, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's get some of the gold oxygen. So we're going to have that now. This will be quite interesting. See if you can smell gold, taste gold maybe. Here we go. Bring this energy to us. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll go into the hot tub room to either get warmed up or cooled off, depending where you are, or to be the same. So you can request what you'd like to have happen. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Hot tub feels good. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we got Stephanie requesting to get warmed up, so she's cold to the bone. So here we go. Here you go, Stephanie. Get some hot energy in you here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh boy. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And we'll see what else we can do here. I'm looking for requests. Let's go into the room where the bumblebees are. They buzz around and you can ride on them just like you're going to Disneyland. And their fur is very soft. Here we go. Here's the bumblebees. So one, two, three, four, boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll try some silver oxygen. Here it comes. So stronger. Take a deep breath. Maybe inhale, exhale. Stronger. 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 Stronger and stronger. Okay, everybody. Going to another location. And, we'll go into the room, that has, I'm seeing like, blue energy. So, and then I'm seeing some raindrops. So we'll go into the room with, raindrops of blue. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And the frogs are showing me they want to come to also to help us. So here comes the frogs. And these frogs, you know, are in the water. So here they come. Maybe some bullfrogs. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next room we'll go into is a room that has, it's another water energy. Looks like the golden whales want to come. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into a room that's actually in quarantine. And they'll take away energies that deal with our eyes here. Little critters that are inside of our eyes. We'll be doing this tomorrow on our 8-hour conference call. So this will be like a little sample for everybody. If you haven't been on the call, then you don't know what you're missing. So here we go. If you knew what you're missing, you would be on it. So here we go. This is the energy here to get rid of these critters, alien critters that are attached to or inside your eye living there. So get rid of the critters first. So one, two, three, four, and five. Next, we'll get rid of the waste products. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. And I'm going to do poison first, because I want to do waste products. Now I'll do poison. Boy, this feels bad. So one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Now naturally, the aliens that die in us stay with us. They kind of putrefy, decay, and, you know, whatever else they do. and maybe they transfer their DNA into you. So, you know, remember, like a walking alien graveyard. So these are the ones that are located in your eyes, releasing that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room that your choice for healing. So you want to request your healing, whatever you'd like to have. So we're going in there now. And this is a special room that you selected. Your own life being doctors. Remember, when you go to the light ship, you, besides the one that I'm bringing forth, you're actually selecting different life beings and their forms that they reside into for your particular healing. So you're a free choice of what life being you like to have working with you. So you're doing that now. Going into this room. Here we go. One, two, oh boy. A lot of energy work happening. One, two, three, four, five, we got a birthday. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, well, my eyes are burning. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, I'm going to have a birthday for somebody here. And, looks like it's Mika's birthday. So, Mika, here we go. We're going into the food court. This is where they have the birthday cake. Remember, it's not a lot. Size of a pencil eraser, but you can have seconds and thirds. Be singing you happy birthday, at least on the light ship, not here in person. And here we go. We're going there now. And you can select whatever you choose to have, such as, you know, some people like having, you know, a spongy type of cake. Some people like to have cake made out of different types of fruits, fruit cake, in a sense. Some people like to have raspberry cheesecake. Or anything, but it's your choice. They have it all up there. I go for the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and ice cream and the cherries. Maybe get some nuts on it, whipped cream, some drizzle of chocolate, maybe some butterscotch on it. So anyway, it's all the size of pencil eraser. So even though it sounds like it's mouth-watering, it actually is, but it's just a little bit. So here we go. So it's your choice what you want to have. So we're singing birthday, happy birthday, and the light beings are there with their light being choir, sending us beautiful vibrations of energy. And we can have seconds and thirds if you like. So happy birthday, Mika, and whoever else has had a birthday or is having one this month, which is, you know, we're still in the month of September, and today's the 24th, 2011. So. Here we go. Happy birthday, everybody. And we're now going into the room that has a golden plate in the food court. This is for life beings that don't physically eat. They just live on energy. And we're putting our hands on those plates. They're monitoring what we need in our body right now. Remember, the needs always change moment by moment. And so we're having that done right now. And we're going into the next room, we're going to be energizing us, and you actually feel that vibration. I'll count to five, and at five, you're going to feel it. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And we're now going to proceed into another location. We're going to go into the room that has a lot of vegetation. So here we go. Now, it looks like there's some, like, little, maybe earthworms there, maybe some little bugs that crawl around, so we can ride on them if you wish. They may look little to you at first, but they're pretty large as you wish to ride on them. So here we go. Going into this room, you might be able to smell the beautiful dirt there. So one, two, put your hand in it, kind of feel the nutrients in it. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And let's go into the room that has the mud bath. Haven't been in there for quite a while. We're going to go into there, and you might feel yourself being immersed in this gray-colored mud. And you might feel your body getting detoxed instantly. This feels good to me. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Somebody has a respiratory problem. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into one more room. We'll go into the room that has the dragonflies. We can fly in the dragonflies. Here we go. So stronger. As energy comes to us now, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll come back here from the light ship. And you may have felt that quarantine room, as your eyes might feel different right now as those critters are being released from you. And here we go. We're coming back down. I'll count to 5. And we're coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll see if Annika's out there tonight. And we also have a sponsor, which is Kathy, so she may have to call in, possibly, but we'll see. But I know she's going to be a sponsor tonight, so hopefully we'll see her here shortly. So, Annika, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am, and thank you for letting us share in a celebration for Mika. Happy birthday, and fun for all of us. Okay, so I just think my sound was off for a little bit there, so I'm glad you're on. So welcome, Kathy. And I kind of gonna leave.
Okay. So why don't you? You got the floor, Kathy.
Oh, great. Ron, I wanted to thank you for that healing for the eyes. I have had suddenly this challenge with my left eye where everything seems to be a little bit blurry. So it's getting a little sharper now. And I know that. If we go on the light ship on the conference call, these kinds of situations are automatically handled by the light beings, the light being doctors, who clear out the critters in our body. So I am on the call this month, and I will be looking forward to more clearing and cleaning out of these critters. And hopefully my vision will return so I don't have to go get more of a prescription in my contact lenses.
Yeah, I let it settle in first a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to rush over to the eye doctor yet, but it was just kind of surprising how this happened. And I certainly know that it can go away just as quickly when the light being doctors are working on us. And I do want to share that I had a really wonderful experience, my very first clearing and healing in January. Well, it was in the very end of January. I did the emotional clearing, and to my surprise, my whole left side of my body that had been so difficult to move was able to move again. I had been very stiff, very sore. I was limping. This had been going on for a couple of years. And then I give credit to the light beings because after doing the emotional clearing, it seemed to have vanished. And it just took me a few days to figure out that that's why, because, you know, sometimes it would go away and sometimes it would come back, but this time it's still gone, that pain and limping and soreness. So that really encouraged me and led me to do more and more clearings. So now my issue is, you say you want us to love our body enough to take it with us. I have to confess, I never really did love my body that much. Probably a lot of people haven't. And I need to I need to get some advice as to more clearings to do. I know that we can always do the heart drop and the love your body clearing, but I mean, I need more advice as to which clearings to do.
So you're dealing with eye energies, right? You may want to do a special clearing if you're dealing with eye energies. You know, naturally the 8-hour call could help you getting critters out. But if you're not on that call, we'll say, and you're just listening, and you want to know what clearing to do, like you said, the emotional one is what you start off with. Always do that one first. Then with eyes, you could also go into the special clearing and request, an eye healing and just see what could be released. If that doesn't help you, you may want to do, I don't know if it's up for 7 generations for that clearing or not, but you may want to do a 7 generational clearing. And that may go back far enough to help you out. I think 7 generations for most people is probably about the 1800s thereabouts. And that way, that's more recent things. So sometimes that's needed. In fact, I'll just do a quick sample. So how's your eyes right now?
Well, pretty good now. I'm not squinting as much.
Okay, I'm going to go back do the last one of the 7th generation, okay? This will be the far end of it around the 1800s. And remember, it all depends how many offsprings each family had as far back, you know, to know how many generations you have. So here we go. We'll do the very first one going back around 1800, which would be like number 7.
Great.
I don't want to say that's the first one, but it'll be number 7 on the 7th generational clearing. Just a quick sample here. So what I'll do is clear the years from, I'll just work with years here, from 1800 to, say, 1825. We'll clear those 25 years, see if that helps. So everybody kind of look at your eyes or feel your eyes, see how your eyes are, and we'll see how they are responding to sight in a minute here. So here we go, clearing this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay. So, how are your eyes feeling?
Oh, well, they're feeling good. It's just the vision is starting to get a little bit more acute. Especially my left eye. All of a sudden, it just, and it's hard. It's like you know when you see lights, the lights go fuzzy. It's kind of like that. But it's getting better now.
Good.
Yeah. But with me, Ron, and maybe some other people, the healings always seem to take just a little bit longer. They're never, I mean, I know they're instant, but it takes a while for my body to process them.
But that is
and,
correct. The body needs to catch
them.
Up with the healing. Yeah, it has to integrate energy.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, then if I go to read something I usually read, I'll notice, oh, I can see it better now, or I can do this better now, or I can go up the steps better, or I can get in and out of the car quicker. And that, when I do things, I usually do easier. I know there's been a healing, and I just always try to notice things like that. So it's good to pay attention. It makes me more conscious and aware. And also, it makes me more aware of all the things I have yet to do.
So what clearings have you had that really benefited you that you felt you needed the most?
Well, for physical, because I know I want to take my body with me, and I'm learning to love my body. I've done the body rejuvenation and the alien poison removal and all the barcodes I could think of, and then the circulatory. Those have all been very helpful in their own time. Seems like one led to another. So this is real important because we take our bodies for granted unless they cause us pain. And I saw in the fast chat a lot of people have pain, and this is a common thing, or they want to lose weight, or there's a problem with the back or a certain area. And those are all things that we can, little signs for us to indicate which clearing we might need. And of course, it's good to get some help. But sometimes the one clearing you think is going to help, or at least me, did not help, but another one did, kind of like they had to work together. It's kind of hard to explain, but my body just doesn't seem to process that quickly. But I did notice that when the light beams detect in us pain, it seems like there's a theme going. For example, I had hurt my knee. I didn't even do anything. It just snapped. It's not like I was doing a sport or anything strenuous. It just snapped. And with my left knee, and that same weekend, there were three calls from other people with the same issue. And then also on the other radio station that you're on, the other radio program, you did a knee healing within the same week. And it was something you have not really done. And also you did the left knee, and then you did both knees, and it was something I really needed. So it really does help to talk to the light beings and say what your healing is, but we first must be conscious of it. And that has always been a little hard for me because I have pain here and there, but then I would try to ignore it. That was my habit, just ignore it or take pain relief. And now I know I can't do that. It's something to be addressed.
Have you did the magnetic twisted body clearing yet?
No, I haven't. I do want to get that though. I know. Are you suggesting that would really help with some of the clearings I've done and to do them over?
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily need to be done over on those clearings, but the energy may be waiting for those bodies to come into alignment with your spirit so that the energy can work. So, saying it a different way, maybe those bodies are twisted enough, so maybe the healing is there, but it can only give you, with the light energy, say 10% of what the healing is actually for. So the other 90%, we'll say, is just sitting there because your body cannot receive it because of the magnetic twisted bodies being out of alignment. So, or these bodies being out of alignment. This clearing puts them back into the alignment with your spirit energy. And all of a sudden have the 90% more benefit, we'll say, coming to you. So this is a good way of looking at it. And that clearing works wonderful. So if you had a clearing anybody out there and you thought, you know, this thing worked, but it didn't really do what I thought it would do or something. I don't normally get that comment from people. I'm just saying that out loud here. But if you do feel that way or similar, or maybe you felt great and you go, oh, this thing really worked good. Well, maybe it only fixed 20% of you and you feel wonderful. Well, do the other clearing and you may get tons more energy coming to you because it's just waiting to take place to come into your body. It doesn't leave you. The healing is there. So as you incorporate more healings and do different things, those aspects of that healing can actually work better for you. But the magnetic twisted body one is the one to get. And you could probably do it. I think it's $100, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm putting that special up with different clearings too, which will be $200. I'll find out tomorrow from the webmaster how he's doing on it. That'll be the jumpstart one. And that'll be up until the end of the year here. So hopefully that'll be up very quickly. But if you do get on it, you know, I'll just honor whatever you pay for it, and you get all the other clearings with it too. So that's what I would say is do that clearing if you haven't done that one yet. So back to you, Kathy.
How often do you recommend doing the twisting magnet body clearing?
When you get the clearing, I believe it's probably good for 1 month. So I would do it maybe once a week and just see what happens. And if you do the unlimited, then you can do it whenever you choose to. But I would do that one quite often because you don't know what they're taking out of your body and changing it. What body is facing the wrong direction? In fact, I'll do a sample of that here. We'll pick on one of the bodies, and we'll pick body number 50. There's 108 bodies. We'll just do number 50. And there's no name to this body that we know of, but it's an energetic body. So just think of you as a puzzle, and the puzzle of you is 108 bodies, okay? And puzzle piece number 50 is not in sync with the whole puzzle. So here we go, everybody. Just sit back and relax and see how your body is feeling. And if you had no clearings whatsoever, you should feel better. So here we go. And it'll be put back as far as it can go, whatever your spirit can do during this time here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, do you sense or feel any changes right now?
I did feel a little bit of a heat flush going through my head, my face. But sometimes I think that's normal for me. It just now happens. And I know some people can feel things a lot more acutely and see things. But I want to be encouraging to people who, like me, don't really have that ability, have not really develop that or can't really notice things, because still they're working. So I'm living proof of that, because since the beginning of February, I've done so many clearings just continuously with trust. Some I feel, some I don't, but they do show up later. And in kind of a way, I'm kind of glad I don't really feel so many things, because I'm a very, really busy person and distracted all the time. And I just don't want to think about it too much anyway. I just want to trust and let it happen, let it flow, and then feel the benefit when I go to do what I usually do and notice, hey, that's easier to do, or hey, I feel lighter, or hey, all that sadness is totally gone, or the grief, it's gone, or that used to make me really upset and doesn't anymore, or that person used to push my buttons and now I'm just kind of laughing to myself. I mean, just thinking that's okay, whatever they want to say. Kind of letting it roll off my back. And I just do feel a lot more peaceful inside. And that's a big, big thing for me to say, because I came from, I guess I'll have to use the word turmoil, kind of a lot of turmoil. And I just happened to be in the right place to find Creation Lightship. And yesterday you were talking a lot about taking your body with you and loving your body and what happens when we're in pain and we happen to run across practitioners who don't realize they're coming from the dark side. And I had to thank them, really, because they, in a way, they led me to Creation Lightship. But I had not known to be aware of them when I was at expos. And I did accept healings from some of the dark side practitioners, and they were profound but not lasting. Whereas now these have been lasting for, what, 9 months, 8 months now. So I'm very, and it's a progressive feeling of peace. So I'm very, very encouraged, and I know for sure that this is definitely working for me. And so many other things have gotten so much better for me that were, and I don't want to go into detail, but they just were not what anyone else would choose, I'm sure. And now things are so much more neutral, I guess, peaceful, positive. I don't have that dreadful feeling anymore. I just do clearings, and I feel good, and I feel trust and support. That's a big thing. And I don't know, a lot of people can really say they have that. But I guess that's why we were led to the creation light shift.
Well, that's so good to hear, and how, you know, it's true. We sometimes come to this through whatever means it is, and that can still be okay, you know. But it's interesting to notice the difference, isn't it?
I'm a testimony of the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's true. These dark side practitioners, they don't realize what they're really doing. They're just so loving. And the next thing you know, they've got you hooked into their healing methods. And I understand, you know, by looking at the fast chat, a lot of people have encountered them.
Yeah.
And angel practitioners, and, you know, there's a lot of them at the expo. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's where they hang out. And
yeah.
they do their business on the expo, at the expos and online and on the radio, just like Ron does.
Yeah,
so,
and there's a lot to watch out for. I just
yeah.
wanted to intersect with that one that you just did a sample of, which is the magnetic and twisted bodies, because I see a comment here from Terry, and the magnetic and twisted bodies is on the website www.creationlightship.com for you who don't know, and it is $150, and it is really a very important and good one to have done, obviously. As Ron already mentioned. So Terry says, feel things popping in place. What is that all about? And Everett was twisted body re-sync. And then Terry says, one of my joints was out of place in shoulder, and that popped in. So what about you, Ron? Can you comment that some of the people have those sort of experiences?
Yeah, it's hard to say what these invisible energetic bodies do, okay? Some could control your joints. I just see it more like a holistic approach to get the bodies into alignment so that your physical body can be put back into its proper orientation, to whatever that would mean, but you're getting spirit energy. So maybe you've been waiting to have your spirit fix you. Maybe you have done previous clearings. Maybe you have not. But these bodies being out of position can cause physical things to happen to you. So if you have a body that's out of place, maybe you've had headaches for years, not knowing why. Well, that's because that body that maybe is functioning more with your head can cause that. And you get it put back into place and you feel better. So it's working with these 108 bodies that make you up. And how do the bodies get out of whack, out of place? It could be a program in your DNA. It could be implants in your DNA from the alien. It could be people's thoughts controlling your energy system without you even knowing about it. And that would be what you may want to call the curses, hexes, spell clearing. So many things can happen that we really cannot put our finger on, but once you get the bodies put back into place, you do feel better, and that's what the clearing is about. So I guess the next question would be, if you're new or you only had one or two clearings, is that going to help me? Yes, it will help you. The more clearings that you have had, though, the more help it's going to give you, mainly because as you have more clearings, you have a better chance of seeking wellness, which is what you're looking for. Remember, these clearings are there because your body's holding judgment, and the judgment makes it so it's not functioning properly. And that's the whole thing. You have blocked energy. And once you do the clearings, then the energy gets unblocked, and your body now can function the way it's supposed to. So that's kind of what, you know, these clearings are all about, is to get you more into wholeness. So do you have anything to add, either Annika or Kathy?
Yeah, Kathy. How are you feeling?
While you were talking, Annika, my back was cracking. And then while Rob was talking just now, my knee started popping. So, you see, Ron, that was the delay I was telling you about.
A little bit of a
very
delay
good.
There.
Very good. Talking to you.
Yeah. that's that twist that healing's already starting to work. You know, and the spine is such a big part of the body that when, you know, I know about going to chiropractors, that when that's out of alignment, pretty soon everything's going to go. So it feels so much better now. I feel, you know, I feel straighter and taller. And so I will have to get that and let you know what I feel. And I do want to tell people that on the Yahoo groups, I am posting my progress on the latest healing clearing that I bought, which was the prosperity and the poverty. And my intention is to you know, make some difference in my life. I've been in sort of a holding pattern financially for years. And also I would like to be able to donate more to the Creation Lightship. And I'm getting a lot of free clearings, and I like to reciprocate and show my appreciation. But anyway, I have some really good things happening that I'm posting on the Yahoo groups, and some of the people who are kind of new may not know about that or might be interested in seeing more details. It's there. It's just a good place to put down what you had experienced, some of your questions, and other people just kind of jump in and help.
Yeah, it's so great, and I'm so glad you're doing that. It's really a good thing, and if other people have experiences that, you know, you want to share with somebody else, it can actually really help a person to figure out what next or where you want to put your attention when it comes to the clearings and that sort of thing. So it's really helping other people on there. And that's just Creation Lightship Yahoo group. And you can go to the website and you will see the different ways to connect. It's kind of down on the left-hand side underneath where you can do donations and where the radio show is. So back over to you, Kathy. Keep going. You're doing good.
Oh, thanks. Well, when I first joined the Creation Lightship website, I was amazed at how comprehensive the website is.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how much time do you want to spend on it. There's so much information there. And I have to admit, you know, ever since I've found it, I've just been pretty much glued to it. I had to get a whole new, well, I was getting a new computer anyway. But I'm so glad I did, because to do the clearings, and also there's so much to see and read. It's very well thought out, and it's very visually attractive. I'm so impressed with the website, and then the way that you do the clearings, and the way that there's a counter and a timer, and a kind of nice prompter. Gosh, and then you're getting a clearing online from a light being, and you can even choose what kind of light being you want from several gorgeous photos that are all divinely activated. I had to learn what that meant, but they are divinely activated, and they're not just flat photos. You know, they are light beings. And I can feel their presence in the room, and honestly, when I turn it on, my cats notice it too. I can see in them how they just kind of come over to me and they want to sit near the monitor. And when it's not on, I can feel that they're just like kind of like looking for it. I was like, what? You don't want me? You want the monitor? So animals really do pick it up if there's any doubt that it's real. Animals know. And so that's very important to know, that the website has a comprehensive amount of information. If you can take the time go through the book with the Red Cross on it on the front page and just look through the healings, and you never know, something might pop out at you that your spirit wants you to. Like what happened to me, I started going through there. I really didn't know what I was doing, but I just said, okay, spirit, let's just take a little tour through here. And then a couple of the clearings did pop out at me, and they were kind of like, bingo, you got to do this one, this one, this one. And of course, Ron had given some good advice as well, which I had already followed, but I was kind of roaming around on my own. And,
yeah.
And of course, everything you do is good. I mean, nothing's wrong, but, there's just so much there. I find myself spending a lot of time
on the website,
on the computer and not exercising as much as I used to.
Okay.
So
can
I have to confess, a few pounds have crept on. And, I'm a little concerned about that.
I don't know if you can hear me, but I wanted to just mention, okay. So I wanted to just mention some more information for those people who wonder about good information on the website. For instance, the alien definitions introduction for you who might be a little bit overwhelmed with what we're talking about. There's a lot of information, for instance, that is the alien attack page. That's what I call it. But if you scroll down, and you look on the left-hand side, I'm just there now, this computer is it's kind of a small one, it's hard for me to see here, but it says alien definitions under alien attack removals, and it's a quick intro to some of that. But, yeah, go on with your weight loss there. There's another big topic that a lot of people are wanting to know more about, and I can just say for my own, that the 8-hour calls are very, very good to help with that if you actually request it. But you have to kind of, you know, actually request that. I don't know if you try that, Kathy.
Well, I'm really not quite sure what you request. I mean,
sure,
I would love them
for
to just
extra weight
dissolve the
to
pounds,
be removed.
But...
extra weight to be removed, you know, that's kind of what I'm for. You know,
yeah, I feel like I should empower myself, too, and make some, you know, better choices as well, but...
Well, that's always good, I think.
Yeah. I'm sure we all kind of wonder, like, maybe, I mean, the light lanes can only do so much, you know?
I don't know if you've ever heard me say, but I remember one Christmas where I actually requested it. You know, I did probably eat really healthy, but it's kind of something I do anyway, but I had an incredible experience after an 8-hour call, and I kind of did it as an experiment to ask all through the call. And the next day, I had a skirt that was a bit tight, and I put it on the next day, and it was loose on me from being tight the day before. And I mean, so tight that I actually couldn't do up the zipper. And the next day, it was loose. I mean, loose so that it would hang low.
Hmm.
And that was just asking on the 8-hour call.
Okay, well, I have done that, and that kind of did happen to me.
Yeah.
But I think that was critter release, wasn't it? That wasn't really necessarily weight release.
Well, I mean, I'm glad I got rid of critters.
I know, I am too, but, I mean, the pounds still are there.
I don't know. I mean...
I'm not really any thinner.
Uh-huh. Well... I think maybe we should leave it over to Ron there. Ron, what do you have to say?
Yeah, for weight loss, it's hard to say. I still like to eat because I like being in a human body. So
yeah.
And energy work, you know, I like to drop about 20 more pounds than what I am now, but, I don't know if that's, possible, you know, but anyway, on the website someplace, and I just don't know where it is, unfortunately. I'm trying to find it here, but there is, and it might possibly be when you do the clearing and get into the alien attack page, which is $30 for the month. But there is on there a definition that defines light and darkness and what the contrast is there. So... that's a very good thing to look at, because as you start seeing other practitioners or hearing about things and you hear people talking, you can decide real easily what side of the fence they're on by what they're talking about. And this references many things of how the darkness sort of like cloned the light, but the differences that are very distinct. So... if somebody knows where that is, then I think it's the alien attack page, and it's down a ways on it. So So, and I don't see it up here, without maybe going into the page. But that's, kind of the way, you know what's what, because there's so much out there, so many words being used, that people don't really understand what you say when you talk about light, because they haven't really felt light before. And until you actually feel true light, what you're made up of, you won't know what it is, and it's not describable. But you can talk about it all day long using terms that was created by the light of the darkness, which is the terms in duality here. But once you know what it is and know that your spirit comes from that, then you really know that you are a very precious person. Doesn't matter what you've done in your life, it's still there. Remember, the darkness causes the problems here in entities. And if somebody did something to you that was not very nice, was it them, their spirit doing it? No, it would have to be the darkness coming into the body, and the body does it. So that's one way you can kind of look at life and get yourself a little bit lighter from it. So I guess back to you guys, and our call is probably ending shortly here, looks like.
Okay.
So we can just talk about it. I'm going to next weekend, I will be in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo. And I have two lectures, which is Friday and Saturday. And then I have an Ascension panel on Sunday that I'll be on, and along with a workshop on Saturday. And we'll be dealing with aliens and different things like that, and doing sample clearings to release some of the stuff out of people. So if you're around in the area, do come. It'll be quite interesting for you to experience that. And then after that, the week after, I'm going to Santa Monica. There's an event there, and I think it's called FEST, F-E-S-T. And if you live in that area, or you know where Santa Monica is, it's, you could probably call maybe the Chamber of Commerce, of Santa Monica. They could probably give you information on it. But I think it's F-E-S-T, and I don't know what's in front of it, but it's kind of like an ECO, event. And, I'll be there inside of the, spiritual oasis tent. And we'll have a light infusion chamber up along with the monitors. So it'll be, very nice. And it is a 3-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So.
That sounds great. So everybody
want to add anything? Plus naturally New York, you know, a couple weeks after that at the New Life Expo in Manhattan on October 21st.
Well, I'm definitely going to be there on Sunday to hear the panel, the Ascension panel in Los Angeles, and to sit in the light chamber, because last time I was there, I sat there, I bought 5 trips to the light chamber, and I sat in there, and the last time I went in, I was able to get up from the chair much easier, and that was at the time when I was having the sore, stiff legs, and I've been stiffness free ever since. So I want to go back and recharge myself.
That's great. Okay, so the New World Fest, is that what it is, Ron, that you're going to the week after in Santa Monica? I just saw that.
Yeah, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, so we look forward to that. And if you feel like you want to come on the 8-hour call tomorrow, just contact Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. And send him an email and say you want to be on for 8 hours to experience some weight loss or whatever it is, or having critters removed. I saw, that is 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, by the way, and, what is that, 1 o'clock on the Eastern Coast for those on Eastern Time. I saw a great comment here. I think Alan says, don't shake hands or something like that because it'll give you critters. But he said it much, much better. Now I can't find it. You can gain more weight shaking hands than eating. And Stephanie offered to take your 20 pounds from you, Ron. So that's good news.
Great.
Okay. So on that light note, I say good night and wish you all a good night. thank you so much, Kathy, for being on as a sponsor.
Sure. Okay, so everybody, blessings to you, and hope you enjoyed the healings tonight and the information. Thank you, Kathy. And nice to see you in Los Angeles. So everybody, we'll see you later, and have a wonderful evening. And we'll bring in some peace energy to the light being, and it'll be activated for the next couple hours for everybody. Let's kind of watch your clock if you're really curious. 2 hours, straight up on the hour, the energy will leave the light beam. So, blessings to all of you, and good night, everybody. Thank you, Annika.